This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Robert Barnes guest hosting this fourth and final hour of the show. We'll be discussing a range of topics this hour, including the shocking discoveries out of court disclosures in Canada as to who was actually dictating their COVID vaccine passport policy. We'll also be discussing the election day that is happening today in Kansas and Michigan and Washington and elsewhere across the country and some of the big issues that are on the ballot. We'll be discussing that. We'll be discussing a range of other hot topics, including Taiwan, Serbia, and Ukraine. But first, let's go to my home state of Tennessee. The New York Times had an article today suggesting that, or maybe it was yesterday, suggesting that a young woman who was 19 weeks pregnant was unable to get an abortion in Tennessee after the reversal of Roe v. Wade. And because even though she had a medical emergency, the claim is that the pregnancy was causing an imminent risk of either serious risk of death or of serious bodily harm to an important life function. The claim was that she was ready to get the abortion that was apparently medically necessary, according to the claims in the article, but she couldn't in Tennessee because the abortionist said that it was no longer legal and too risky. And so she had to go to another state. And it's designed to be this horror drama story of see people in imminent risk of extreme danger that the new abortion law changes are going to kill young women in America. That's the narrative, much as the Ohio narrative a couple of weeks back. Remember that narrative? Remember where the young 10-year-old girl had to go to another state to get an abortion because even though she'd been a victim of sexual assault and rape and incest? Well, of course, as some people pointed out at the time, that story sounded fake because, once again, Ohio, like Tennessee, had a medical emergency exception to any criminalization of abortion in their state. And so that if it was necessary, and it was in her case, she could have got the abortion there in Ohio. Instead, the real story was that the rapist was an illegal immigrant boyfriend of the mother. That's what was really being hidden and covered up. By the way, one of the tells that these stories tend to be fake at some level. In other words, and again, what's meant by fake is not that nothing happened related to the story. It means that who they're blaming for the story is often the wrong person or institution or law to blame. In this context, it's the fact that you're seeing private medical information publicly disclosed on the front pages of newspapers. For that to happen means that somebody has voluntarily waived their right to their medical privacy, which means that they are politically motivated, most likely, as the explanation for their story. Because who else wants to broadcast that they got an abortion to the world unless it's someone that wants to make a political point in how the abortion was conducted, and thus they have an incentive to either exaggerate or just flat out fake parts of the story. The same is true of this New York Times story about Tennessee. The implication in the Tennessee story is that Tennessee law prohibits abortion in all circumstances with no exceptions whatsoever for medical emergencies or exigent circumstances threatening the life or physical health of the mother in a severe and substantial manner. Problem. That's a flat-out lie. In fact, Tennessee law has two different laws that are in play here. The first law that it came into force after the decision reversing Roe v. Wade is the law that's the heartbeat bill. That bill still includes, first of all, allows an abortion up until the point that there's a heartbeat. Secondly, it still allows an abortion even after a heartbeat if a medical emergency is present. A medical emergency includes not just substantial risk of death, but includes substantial risk of harm to the mother in some serious life function. And if the story is true in the New York Times that that's what the person faced, then they had no problem under Tennessee law. Now, some people have misconstrued Tennessee law to suggest that that's because it's an affirmative defense. But that's always the case with self-defense type defenses. And if you know criminal law, it's an element of the offense. So the New York Times story is one big fat lie. In fact, there are still legal protections for people who need abortions for medical emergency circumstances. Whether that should be the law is actually another question. But when we come back, will there be war again in the Balkans? Will there be war with China? Will the what's happening in the war in Ukraine? That and more after the break.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, body soul and turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
It's so easy to lay your head down. It's so easy to fly through the window. It's so easy.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Robert Barnes, guest hosting this fourth and final hour of the show. We're going to be discussing a range of topics today, including the risk of war again in the Balkans, war with China over Taiwan, where Nancy Pelosi landed today, maybe sober, or maybe not, you never know, given the way she was carefully walking down the steps, one might guess as to what her exact sobriety status may have been after her inside trading of the last month or so with her and her husband. We'll be discussing that and the Ukrainian conflict as well, the risk of global famine connected to Ukraine, the risk of famine in Ukraine while it ships its own grain and it's out of Ukraine. But that is for a little bit later on. For another headline that will not surprise many listeners of this show, but may surprise many other people out there that continue to be inundated with processed foods, another study shows just how damaging ultra-processed foods are to your physical well-being. And now revealing it kind of creates idiocracy. This was what was predicted by Mike Judge years ago in the film Idiocracy, the founder of Beavis and Butthead, the local Austin man, and other good shows that he's helped produce over the time period. A great recent Beavis and Butthead about white privilege was particularly humorous and revelatory. But in Idiocracy, part of what leads to the degradation of the culture, the degradation of the intellectual capacity of the people, the degradation of their life expectancy, goes to food, that they keep eating crap processed food and more and more and more of it. Well, according to this study, eating ultra processed foods for more than 20% of your daily calorie intake every day, and by the way, it's a lot more than 20% for many Americans, they're stuffing it down the faces of working class people all across the country, could set you on the road to cognitive decline. We all know ultra-processed foods that make our lives easier. And again, this is the constant temptation. Convenience in exchange for corruption. That's what YouTube does in offering people to go to YouTube rather than, say, Rumble or other independent platforms or locals or other places like that. The same mindset. It's called convenience in exchange for corruption. That such as prepackaged sauces, frozen pizza, ready-to-eat meals is not good for our health. Nor is gobbling up a wide range of the foods that they feed to us on such a regular basis at your local convenience store or gas station. But studies have found they raise your risk of heart problems, circulation problems, even they can raise the risk of cancer and shorten our life expectancy. But a new study revealed eating more ultra-processed foods contributes to overall cognitive decline, including the area of the brain involved in executive functioning. In other words, the very part of the brain that it governs the ability to process information and make decisions is the exact part of the brain these ultra-processed foods target, damage, and it can even destroy. That helps explain where we are at And that is why InfoWars and Alex Jones has always been behind independent content creators, but also independent sponsorship of those independent content creators, not a big pharma, big food industry, big corporate-backed sugar daddy, but instead allowed the audience to pick and decide what content it wanted by supporting which products it wanted. And it was products that make you healthier, products that are not ultra-processed foods, products that are not big pharma created in some factory someplace, but instead are products made from natural ingredients that improve your life. That's why I say InfoWarsStore.com makes you healthier, wealthier, and wiser. It's why I have been a patron for many, many years, not only to support the independent content creation and the independent voice of the InfoWars audience, to make sure you have access to it, to make sure you can share it, to make sure you are better informed and have our way ahead of the curve at knowing information like that than the ordinary American is, but are actually healthier and wealthier in the process. How so? You're wealthier because it's at a competitive pricing product and it improves cognitive functioning rather than hurting cognitive functioning. It makes you healthier because the way it does so is makes your body healthier, makes your brain healthier. Things like vitamin mineral fusion, things like brain force, things like winter sun, things like any of the range of products that are available. You will find something that you're either you are using in your everyday life already or need to be using in your everyday life already. You'll get it at a more affordable, competitive pricing basis, and you will be getting it to support information that makes you more intelligent and more informed in the process. The products you're buying improves cognitive capacity rather than what big pharma, big news, big media is selling. When they're out there advertising, they're not only promoting their controlled corporate narrative, they're also promoting products that literally make you dumber. If you want to know how we got to where Joe Biden is and who Joe Biden is and the fact that he is president of the United States of America, the most powerful country in the world, then you need to understand more broadly not only the corruption of institutional narratives, but the corruption of the crap they are literally feeding us. They are literally giving us. They are literally putting into our bodies and our bloodstreams and our brain. That's what they're doing. They're trying to create an idiocracy, and in the process, we have an idiocracy. Idiotic president as a head of this new idiocracy. They want to devalue our lives, to treat us as more controllable, subversive cattle rather than the independent, conscious, freedom-loving, liberty-oriented human beings we naturally and natively as Americans are. That is why it's so important to have a holistic approach to your information source processing by not only improving your understanding of the world, but improving your cognitive capacity and your bodily health and your longevity by shopping at places like InfoWarsStore.com, where you can get products that make you healthier, wealthier, and wiser. Now, who isn't healthier, wealthier, and wiser? Is Joe Biden, but also Nancy Pelosi, who made a little trip to Taiwan today. First said she was going to do it, then not do it, then was doing it, then it was on the schedule, then was off the schedule, then was back on the schedule. What exactly is going on there? Some believe it's simply a feint. As Jack Posobiec and others have noted, the Bidens, the Pelosis, are probably there just to pick up the cash that Hunter Biden can't make a trip for because he's too busy recovering in rehab or doing his latest round of drugs and hookers. From others' perspective, it is part of a deep state agenda to keep China as subservient to the globalist deep state, to the George Soroses of the world, to make sure they don't stick their head up too high to think that they are independent of the globalist order that uses them, and they more so than China uses the globalists. To others, it is even a part of the military-industrial complex and the defense industry that wants another war to prove of its capacity, the utility of its weapons. After all, what good are weapons without a war? War is what sells weapons. And the reality is Afghanistan turned out not to be a great sales pitch. Both Iraqs turned out not to be a great sales pitch. Syria turned out not to be a great sales pitch. Libya turned out not to be a great sales pitch. And now even Ukraine is turning out not to be the poster for the defense industry that they wanted and planned for it to be. So maybe they need another war at a bigger scale all out on the South China Seas to justify and warrant their very large budgets to help the lobbyists and ex-senators and ex-congressmen and everybody else connected to what Eisenhower warned about back in 1961 as the military-industrial complex. That, too, might be part of the explanation for what is happening in China and Taiwan. And then we have China's perspective as well as Taiwan's perspective. What exactly is Taiwan seeking to obtain? What exactly is China seeking to obtain? How do they see one another? How do they see themselves? Because all of this will factor into how much risk do we face that we are going to enter World War III with a global nuclear power between the United States and China. Are people misgauging their military power and prowess? Are people misgauging the diplomatic situation and circumstances? Are people misinterpreting their local political interest and influence? Are people misgauging the impact and influence and ramifications of the Ukrainian war and the economic war fallout from the disaster of the globalist effort to crush Russia? All of that we're going to discuss and more after we get back from the break. Whether or not there's real risk of World War III, whether or not we're back where World War I all started, back in the Balkans, where there's potential risk of war there as well. We'll be discussing that, plus all the issues coming up on Election Day for you, wherever you may be in the country, if you may be in one of those states voting. But remember, folks, make yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and make yourself a better person.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in to the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. is dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes guest hosting. It's not only the bad food and bad pharma that's making us dumber. It's part of our cultural and educational institutions that are about indoctrination rather than about education. But if you want any doubts about how dumb our current president is, our leader of a modern-day idiocracy, listen no further than Joe Biden's own words. Let's play the clip.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
The Me Too movement has forced a cultural reckoning around the issue of sexual violence and harassment against women in America.
No man has a right to raise a hand to a woman in anger. And so we have to just change the culture, period, and keep punching at it and punching at it and punching at it.
So ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. And I've done some dumb things. And I'll do dumb things again.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
So ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. And I've done some dumb things. And I'll do dumb things again.
And why should the voters believe that you can win the national election?
I was a Democratic caucus. You have been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. And I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
I got your work today, Jack. Look, this is it. I'm not voting for you. Well, I knew you weren't, man. You think I thought you'd stand up and vote for you? You're too old to vote for me. I'm not sedentary. I don't like it up and let him go. Let him go. Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people know. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on it? Let's do push-ups together here, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. And I've done some dumb things. And I'll do dumb things again.
But the Taoiseach knows a lot about it. His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And your mom's still alive as your dad passed. God bless her soul.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. And I've done some dumb things. And I'll do dumb things again.
Play the radio. Make sure you have the record player on at night.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. And I've done some dumb things. And I'll do dumb things again.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, you see how things have changed? One of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out with that chain. And you walk to the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car. And they had, those days, used to remember the straight razor. You'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty. And it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
So ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. And I've done some dumb things. And I'll do dumb things again.
Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper, and thank you, Chancellor.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
We choose unity over division. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
We've acted together. We have never, never, never been unable to overcome whatever the problem was. If you agree with me, go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight. Thank you very much.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African American,
yeah,
who was articulate and bright and clean and nice looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much. I tell you what, stand up for Chuck.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Look, John's last-minute economic plan does nothing to tackle the number one job facing the middle class, and it happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs, J-O-B-S, jobs.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb, and I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Those walls were awful thin. I wonder how the hell my parents did it, but that's a different story.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb, and I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
That was near the end of the Biden for President campaign when reporters were starting to uncover, you know, accusations of plagiarism, both in his campaign speeches and in his coursework in law school, misrepresentations about his grades, etc. And there you see Biden, you know, full of bluster when one person in the kitchen or wherever in New Hampshire said, you know, didn't you inflate your grades? Biden lost it and started berating the man in a way that could only make him look like a bully and like a blowhard.
And the other question is, could you quickly...
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect, and I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Well, with these two folks that you're about to meet, if you haven't already, there's no doubt about them staying oiled and lubricated here.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Now, for you, if we're not full Irish in this room, lubricating has a different meaning for us all.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
Indeed, as Joe Biden said it in his own inimitable words, he is dumb, he's done dumb things, he'll do them again. Unfortunately, now he's doing it and delivering it in the presidency of the United States of America. This is someone who is a walking, talking dementia candidate, someone who needs a free ticket to the long-term care facility, not someone who should be in the White House governing our most critical, essential decisions governing the globe. And that is why and how we've got to where we've got. But we got there by the degrading of the quality of our institutions, the degrading of the quality of the information provided by our commentariat and by journalists. And we got there by even the decline in the quality of what we provide in terms of our food and in terms of our medicines. We shifted away from the natural to the unnatural, from the unprocessed to the processed, from that which God made to that which man made, and in the process we did not improve our well-being. When we come back after the break, we'll discuss whether or not, with dementia candidate Joe, are we heading to World War III? What's the risk of it in the Balkans, in China, or in Ukraine? When we come back.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, We have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin infusion, Body Soul Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, the fourth and final hour, here with Robert Barnes, guest hosting. Remember, everybody, you can make yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser, and not end up like Joe Biden by going to InfoWarsStore.com today and getting the products that you need, that you benefit from, that will make you healthier, wealthier, and wiser by continuing to keep up your cognitive qualities and capabilities, improving the size of your bank account and your wallet by having competitive pricing on all products, and make yourself wiser in the process by supporting independent content creation and independent information that you, the audience, are the sole arbiters of, and you are the sole guardians and directors of. In that capacity, there's been talk about the new bill that's being proposed by the Biden budget and Joe Manchin's deal. Some facts, additional facts have come out about why Manchin cut that deal. It appears that Joe Manchin got a deal for a special gas pipeline to be finished in West Virginia in exchange for him his final sign-off on the Biden budget bill. But more information continues to come out on who its true tax impact falls upon. And that is a lot more middle-income families in America than was originally suggested. Also disproportionately falls on manufacturing industry in America. So again, it's basically taking money from American middle-class families, American manufacturers, and shifting it to Democratic donors in special climate, energy spending and tax credits. But that's not all. Buried into the bill, the biggest beneficiaries is the same biggest beneficiary of the recent $1.2 billion lottery winner. It turns out the $1.2 billion lottery winner is going to have to pay most of that money to the tax man, especially the IRS. Indeed, it turns out the IRS is the ultimate beneficiary of the Illinois lottery and the multi-state lottery that awarded that record-setting $1.28 billion recently, as almost $700 to $800 million somehow is going to go to the IRS's coffers. But that's not the only place. They're the biggest beneficiary. Buried in the Build Back Better version number 222, agreed to by Senator Joe Manchin, but not yet Senator Sinema out of Arizona. Big elections upcoming in Arizona we'll be talking about in the next segment, is a massive spending increase and massive hiring campaign for one and only the Infernal Revenue Service. That's right. They're going to unleash the IRS on ordinary people all across America. Anyone that has followed the IRS cases, they tend to disproportionately target people of politically dissident beliefs. Look no further than the IRS Commissioner, Lois Lerner, who managed to be in contempt of Congress without any criminal prosecution, without any criminal punishment, in fact, without any legal consequence at all, when she hid from Congress and lied to Congress about a range of information about her office during the time period Obama and Biden were last in office, and her commissioner term at the IRS targeting people because of their political beliefs. Indeed, I brought the biggest Bivens class action in American history against the IRS for its misuse and abuse of the Obamacare provisions about health care, which was gathering up, seizing, stealing, and spying upon to surveil the medical records of individual Americans all across the country. Indeed, they had seized more than 60 million medical records of more than 10 million Americans, including Hollywood directors, Hollywood actors, Hollywood screenwriters, state and federal judges, baseball players, you name it, under the guise of Obamacare enforcement, creating kind of a J. Edgar Hoover's wet dream of an extortion and blackmail file. Well, now the Biden administration's intention is to weaponize the IRS not only with more legal tools and machinery, but with literally more people machine tools and machinery. IRS has been on a spending spree of late, buying million rounds of plus of ammunition. What do they need ammunition for? The IRS's ability to expand into this space will inevitably and inescapably be misused and abused to target political dissidents and others disfavored by the Biden administration, as we have already witnessed with the political weaponization of the Justice Department, as exposed this past week in the various whistleblower reports, both to Senator Grassley and to Congressman Jordan, that detailed the scope and scale to which the FBI, on a daily basis, all the way down to the line-level FBI agent, is being coerced into pushing a politicized agenda, a politically weaponization of the prosecutorial process of the federal police power in order to target those that are politically disfavored. Indeed, a man went to prison, federal prison yesterday for 7 years, who didn't even enter the core part of the Capitol grounds for his January 6th, simply being anywhere near the Capitol on January 6th, merely for ideas they think he may have had to do something he didn't actually even do. 7 years in federal prison. While federal lawyers, high-ranking law enforcement, FBI, Justice Department lawyers, caught forging and fraudulently doctoring documents and perjured testimony to the most powerful secretive court in the world, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court, to spy on a political opponent and adversary in order to effectively derail their campaign and then engage an ongoing coup attempt after he got elected, that lawyer didn't serve a single day in federal prison. That disparity can be likely re-examined and re-witnessed and re-experienced in the IRS context. Now, of course, you should know your rights against the Internal Revenue Service. I've been doing tax cases going on 2 decades plus because of how often they target people for political reasons and because of how frequently they misuse and abuse constitutional rights and civil liberties of the people they target. But uniquely under the criminal tax laws, debt and dissent are not the grounds of criminal punishment or prosecution. For that reason, you have what's called a good faith defense and a reliance defense. That is that if you rely on attorneys or advisors or accountants or anyone else for your understanding of the tax laws, that is in any capacity to your understanding of tax professional, then that is a complete good faith defense against criminal prosecution or punishment in the tax arena. The same is true in terms of the good faith defense, in terms of your own subjective beliefs, regardless and independent of the source of those beliefs. If you have a sincere good faith belief that your conduct is complying with the tax laws, then once again, dissent or disagreement over the tax laws, which is what was the foundation of the United States of America, is not grounds for federal prosecution or punishment, is not grounds for criminal conviction. A good faith defense, like a reliance defense, is a complete defense. Even if it turns out your attorney, your advisor, your accountant was wrong in the reliance context, even if it turns out the court says that your beliefs about the tax law were also wrong, if you sincerely and in good faith believe them, then it is a complete, full, and robust defense against the wave of IRS prosecutions, the wave of IRS investigations, the wave of IRS audits that are coming, especially for those identified on gun registries and in other places as dissident groups that the Biden administration dislikes for political reasons. They want to weaponize the IRS by empowering the IRS by hiring hundreds of new IRS people to go out and harass ordinary Americans and small businesses all across America with new taxes being imposed that have such complex calculations. They're just now figuring out their 15% minimum corporate income tax, meant to bring us into a globalist tax system, and that globalist tax system then being used as the predicate and premise in order to create a global digital currency system, the latter having major problems because of the failed globalist war on Russia, economic war on Russia related to Ukraine, but that still doesn't mean they've foregone or forfeited their objective in that respect. That 15% corporate minimum income tax actually erases other deductions and exceptions under the existing tax laws that will disproportionately and disparately fall on small and medium-sized manufacturers in America. In other words, it is one more attempt to punish American manufacturing to the reward of the financial, insurance, real estate crowd that are the principal donors of the Democratic Party and also the principal people corporate and connected to shipping our jobs to China. Which will bring us to our topic, and when we come back after the break, will Pelosi's trip to Taiwan be a potential trigger for global war? Will the Balkan conflict that has re-sparked in Kosovo get us back to war in Balkans and maybe across Europe and the globe? Are we facing a risk of global famine or global war related to Ukraine and Russia? When we come back, we'll be discussing that as well as Election Day and more. So bring back and come back right after the break to find out what is our risk of facing global war anytime soon. I knew
black. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working. We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Segment, we're going to be discussing our risk of World War III. But up first, let's talk about Election Day in America and different places across the country. Elections in the state of Washington, elections in the state of Arizona, elections in the state of Michigan, elections in the state of Kansas, all have great consequence potentially to our electoral and political future. First up is Kansas. In Kansas, a major vote will take place on whether or not there is a right to abortion in the Kansas Constitution. Those voting yes on the amendment would make clear that there is no such right to an abortion under the Kansas Constitution, and instead it will be up to the Kansas legislature, those elected by the people and the Kansas governor, to pass legislation governing the future of abortion in that state. I believe that that's to the surprise of many in the media and in the betting markets, that the yes vote will succeed and prevail. And if you're in Kansas, I encourage you to go out and vote yes on that amendment, at least I personally. Now, in Michigan, It looks like one of the pro-impeachment members of Congress may go down to ignobious defeat following the pattern of his prior members that similarly voted for impeachment. And we hope that Meyer will face defeat, and I believe he will, from a betting or political prediction perspective. And if you're in his district in the Western District of Michigan, go out there and vote for Mr. Gibbs against Mr. Meyer. Similarly, in the state of Washington, two congressmen who voted for Mr. Trump's impeachment are up for re-election. They have a unique system in Washington that basically entails a runoff system between the top two vote-getters. There have been all kinds of shenanigans in both congressional districts trying to mislead the voting electorate into allowing the corrupt incumbent, pro-impeachment Republican incumbent, to make it to the runoff. We'll see if that happens. But particularly one of the best candidates in the country running for Congress is running against one of those pro-impeachment congressmen, and that is candidate Joe Kent. So if you're in his district, I encourage you to go out and vote for him and encourage others to do so. And I believe that, in fact, he will be in the runoff and will ultimately prevail in November, regardless of who his opponent may be. And in Arizona, a major gubernatorial and Senate primary race, along with other elections, are up for office. Carrie Lake is one of the most Trumpist populist candidates for governor in the country. Hopefully she will win and win easily. And the same is true for Blake Masters. Blake Masters has taken a position hostile to China that wants to put real borders on the in terms of immigration, wants to be able to fight back on the culture wars, understands the problems of what happened in the 2020 election and has not been shy or bashful about talking about it. And also has not been one of the warmongers that we've seen run for office in terms of Ukraine, both in the Republican and Democratic parties. So each of those states provide promising candidates for a populist future. One of the big issues to watch in Arizona is the margin of victory of Blake Masters and Kerry Lake. If it is double digits or more, will show that the new Trump working class populist coalition, a working class coalition that includes African Americans, Mexican Americans, Venezuelan and Cuban Americans, people from all across the country of every ancestry and religious background, who are only united by their love for America and for populist principles and constitutional governance. If that group turns out in a real number, and the GOP rhino establishment is hoping they don't, if they do, you will see it reflected in what happens on the Kansas abortion amendment. You will see it reflected in the margin by which Peter Meyer loses in Michigan. You will see it reflected in the degree to which Blake Masters and Kerry Lake win by big margins in Arizona. So that is a key thing to watch. I can tell you that there's some nervous Nellies in the power corridors in Washington, D.C., from K Street to Wall Street, watching these elections and the margins thereof to see how much the populist insurrection is coming to America and how much Trump's revenge will continue to be revisited on these wayward congressmen who voted for a false, frivolous, and fraudulent impeachment. In the same capacity, in the same context, many of these Trump haters, many of these pro-impeachment voters are the same people who cheer on and continue to whore for war around the world. No less a place of that, of course, has been in Ukraine. But in Ukraine, according to the United Nations itself, one-third of the population is unable to feed themselves with a satisfactory basic ingredients for a daily food budget, while they are busy shipping away their grain away from Ukraine. In the same capacity, a global famine potentially faces us throughout parts of Asia, Africa, Central and Latin America. That is why it is always a wise idea, with the dramatically spiking food prices, with risks of major food shortages that may even hit the United States of America. Did anybody predict or forecast the baby formula shortage that took place in America? Actually, one place did. Alexander McCorris of the Duran, that you can find at theduran.locals.com, talked about it several months before, but only independent information sources like InfoWars brought, and like the Duran, brought that information and intel to you. So that is why you can continue, and I always recommend anybody have some amount of storable food available, even if it's not for a global food crisis, even if it's not inflationary crisis, for something that simply as simple as a natural disaster that hits, or for riots that suddenly rage throughout a community, both of which we saw on a massive scale across the United States of America just 2 years ago. ago, whether some pandemic hits that is used as an excuse to lock down the full society and economy. So it's always and it's always been available at a very affordable rate with food that is very manageable to get storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can make yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by buying products you need and want and make you better off. But what is the risk of global war? Well, in the Balkans, we have the risk of global war as the UN continues to use Kosovo as a wedge against Serbia. Serbia is not part of the European Union. Serbia is not part of NATO. Serbia is aligned with Russia. Serbia is aligned with independence. Serbia's politicians are dominated by populist politicians. And for that reason, consistently, the EU and the European Union and NATO have used Kosovo, a breakaway republic whose independence they recognized in a legally questionable manner under international law. Indeed, if you apply the same principles that the EU applied to Kosovo that Russia would like to have applied to the Donbass, then the independence of the Donbass would have to be recognized. Yet, of course, the West takes inconsistent and contradictory positions on those two areas and regions of the world for politicized purposes. Throughout its history, Kosovo and the Albanian population within Kosovo has been hostile to the Serb population that has historical and even religious ties to the Kosovo region. So they're using things as simple as license plates to kind of create a cultural ethnic genocide of a different type, a cultural genocide, an attack that's meant to push out the Serb population from Kosovo. They reignited that debate knowing it could reignite a war in the Balkans. And, of course, wars in the Balkans have had a bad habit and a bad history of extending and expanding throughout Europe or the entire globe. We need look back only a century to World War I for that historical example. So that risk is there. For the moment, Serbia, the Kosovo has backed down of its accelerationist and escalationist rhetoric, no less than Richard Grenell, who's often been pro-war in a wide range of contexts, anti-Assange, sporadically for Trump on other issues. Grenell himself came out and said Kosovo is run by a fascistic regime. That's his own language that the EU and Biden administration should not be getting in bed with because they'll trigger another global catastrophe like the Balkans have in the past. That is only one of the risk points on the board. Another of the flashpoints, of course, is China, where the Drudge Report is calling Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan one great step for mankind or freedom or whatever their latest bogus label is. For those that don't know, the Drudge Report, Matt Drudge, sold his control and authorship of the Drudge Report several years ago, and that's why you're not seeing a traditional populist-oriented Drudge Report and have not for several years. It is run by institutionalist establishmentarian candidates and politicians and press who are interested in aligning with that part of the agenda. Hence, they tend to highlight whatever the official institutional narrative is for the day. But what we are seeing is a continued effort of Pelosi and others connected to the Biden administration to try to trigger a possible global conflict in China. One possibility is that this is all grandstanding for the purposes of a distraction from the disaster and debacle of the ongoing Biden administration and the Democratic policy agenda, both economically and around the globe, in terms of public health, in terms of public economics, in terms of public well-being. Another interpretation is that it is part of the defense industry, deep state, military, industrial complex wanting to show off its weapons of war, who believe, along with George Soros and some of the globalists, that China's gotten too big for its britches, that it's a factory worker that's sticking its head up too high, that it's no longer loyally subservient and isn't bowing on a continuous routine basis to the George Soros and Klaus Schwabs of the world, and they're going to use American military prowess and power to re-achieve that subordination. We will soon find out, and hopefully we won't find out in a hot shooting war. But these days, anything can happen, because when you live in an idiocracy, idiots often bring about the worst possible public consequences, as we have experienced too much in the recent and future and distant past. Hopefully that will not be our future. But remember, everybody, continue to support InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. Continue to tune in. Stay alive.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.